Think, Bobby, are we good?
Yes, we're good.
Okay, thank you.
I think you're on mute, Mr. Gould.
You hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I will call the audit committee meeting to order, and I will note the presence of a quorum. First item, of course, as usual, is approval of the prior minutes of January 14th, the first meeting that I've missed in my 46 years. So do I have a motion
I move.
Approve the minutes?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. And this next item on the agenda is to discuss the items we're going to be talking about. Kathy, lead us through that, please.
Thank you, Harry. We have a pretty standard agenda today. Chuck, you, our deputy controller, will be presenting the fiscal 2022 first quarter financial statements. And then Ellen will present the debt and investment report. And then Mary Hom will present the credit risk and internal audit reports. So before we continue with that, I'll just hand it over to Eric. I know he has a couple of words.
Just a few things I want to raise just on, you know, we are in a, I'll say it this way, we're in an era, an ongoing era of kind of hypervigilance where we're paying a lot of attention to a lot of things and there's a number of moving pieces. So we are, you know, back in the office, we are watching developments carefully around COVID in our lives and where those numbers are. We're also, I'm feeling pretty good about it, solid about it. We're, we've got a crew here that is highly vaccinated, fully vaccinated, and care and pretty good about masking and thoughtful about the way they balance risk in their lives. And we're also paying attention to the availability, if it's ever needed, of treatments that are becoming increasingly available, the programs that are being rolled out that are called Test to Treat, which make it available immediately to have Paxlovid or the Merck drug. If people need it just upon testing positive, we think is really, really going to be a game changer, and hopefully that the numbers stay low enough that that rolls out smoothly. So we're paying attention to that. We're also paying really close attention to our portfolio, particularly as the eviction moratorium or moratoria across the country, but in New York as well, come to an end. And the emergency rental assistance programs, which were rolled out, were strong in some ways, but not really sufficient when you look at the amount of rental loss in the United States and in New York City. Some of the models on that were much, much higher rent losses in terms of broadly in the city relative to the programs that rolled out. Our portfolio has been holding up well, but we're watching it carefully for any changes that might develop. Just as we look at it a little more carefully, and we're going to dig into some of the examples, we were just with our analytics team the other day, we're finding that even though the damage doesn't seem to be broadening across the portfolio, we're finding that there are some folks and therefore some buildings that once you get into trouble, that trouble kind of deepens. So while the rent problem isn't really spreading so much, it's deepening in certain ways. And so we want to pay attention to that. And we also want to make sure that we can bring forward good information to policymakers as we work with the city and the state and the federal government on that sort of thing. And then the last thing I'll say is that we are really careful. Our capital markets team is really thoughtful and careful about what we're seeing in the kind of volatility side of interest rates, but also on the inflation front for underwriting and asset management. When we've looked at what has happened on just the maintenance and operating costs, there's some significant increases that are going to really impact our subsidy dollars. I've talked to the new commissioner about that as well, as we've worked with HPD to figure out where that's going to land. And also, we really have to be thoughtful about how we manage forward risk on interest rates, because that, as anyone and many of you are in the same business and at a minimum in the world and see this all the time, it's really a little bit shocking. We're in a, oftentimes you see a trade-off between rents and ownership. We're actually seeing spikes on both sides, the cost to own a house and the cost to rent an apartment or a house have gone up dramatically at the same time, and as interest rates are spiking on a risk concern. So anyway, I will leave it there and then hand it back to the agenda, but I just want to put those out there in terms of where we're, what we're paying attention to most closely.
Okay, thank you, Eric. Okay, the first item in the presentation is the first quarter financial report from Chick Yu.
Thank you, Harry. Good morning. The first quarter financials of fiscal year 2022 covers the period November 1st, 2021 through January 31st, 2022. At the end of the first quarter, the corporation's net income was $49.5 million, down from $75.5 million, a 34.5% decrease compared with the same period last year. The decrease was primarily fair value depreciation on the investment portfolio. However, HDC continues to experience consistent increase in mortgage interest earnings and fees and charges. The mortgage interest earnings increased it by 15.8% from the previous year. Total assets were at $24.5 billion, an increase of $27 million or 0.03% from fiscal year end 2021. The increase was due to the corporation's mortgage lending activities. Mortgage advances as of the first quarter was in excess of $753 million. HDC's mortgage loan portfolio, which comprises 78.8% of total assets, has performed well. Delinquency rates have remained below 2% of monthly billings. Total liabilities were $20.8 billion, an increase of $22.5 million, or 0.11% from fiscal year end 2021. There was a net decrease in bonds payable of $28.1 million. Bond issuances as of the first quarter was $512.5 million, offset by $538.3 million in principal repayment. The net position at the end of the first quarter was $3.8 billion, an increase of $49.5 million, or 0.3% increase from fiscal year end 2021. The increase was generated from operating revenues of $193.4 million, offset by operating expenses of $111.6 million, and non-operating expenses of $32.3 million. This concludes my remarks. Any questions?
Any questions on the first quarter report? Okay, there being none, we'll go on to the next item, which is the debt report. Ellen?
Thank you. Corporation's debt report is as of January 31st, 2022. The last debt report presented to the audit committee was as of November 30th, 2021. During this time, the corporation issued four series of open resolution bonds in the amount of $469.2 million. There's bond redemptions in two series of open resolution bonds in the amount of $61.5 million and one standalone series in the amount of $68.9 million. Corporation's debt outstanding as of January 31st, 2022 is approximately $14.5 billion. The corporation's statutory debt capacity is $17 billion at this time.
Okay, that's it.
Yep.
Any questions, comments? There being none, the next item is the investment report. And Ellen, you're still front and center.
Okay, thank you. The corporation's investment report is as of February 22nd, 2022. The funds under management total approximately $5.4 billion, and this report reflects routine investment activity. Questions?
Okay. Any questions, comments? Okay. Moving right along, credit risk exposure. Mary Hum.
Thank you. Good morning. The report before you is dated February 28th, 2022, and the previous report to the audit committee was dated December 31st, 2021. There was one rating agency action of note. The Royal Bank of Canada was upgraded by Moody's to AA1 from AA2 based on the bank's successful track record for earning stability and diversified business mix. There were no new approved counterparties. HDC's counterparty exposure remains diversified, with the largest exposures continuing to be with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Investments rated AA or higher were 58% of total investments, unchanged since the last report, while investments rated BBB or not rated were 21% of total investments versus 23% at the last report, and these investments are fully collateralized by high-quality U.S. Treasury or agency securities and or Federal Home Loan Bank letters of credit. Finally, HDC exposure to liquidity providers was unchanged at $355 million. Any questions?
All right, there being none, we'll ask you to continue with the internal audit report.
Sure. Since the last report to the audit committee on January 14th, 2022, three internal audits were completed. Starting with the 2021 employee expenses audit, the objectives of the audit were to evaluate the effectiveness of internal controls over employee expense reimbursements and other related expenses to ensure they were appropriate, properly authorized, and accurately recorded, and to evaluate and test compliance with the corporation's policies and procedures relating to employee and other related expenses. Upon conclusion of the audit, we noted that management has effective controls in place to ensure employee reimbursement and vendor payments are properly authorized, appropriate, and accurately recorded. A review of the selected expenses determined that employees generally complied with the policies and procedures for processing employee reimbursements and vendor payments. Next up is the 2021 President's Office Expenses Audit. The objectives of this audit were to determine accuracy of the President's Office expenses recorded in Oracle and ensure they are accurately reflected in the general ledger, and to determine whether the expenses classified under the President's Office adhere to the applicable policies and procedures for employee expense reimbursements. Upon completion of this audit, we noted no matters involving internal control and its operation that were considered to be material weaknesses. The corporation's guidelines were effective, and the President's Office expenses were processed with supporting documentation and correctly recorded according to the policies in the employee handbook. And I will remind the members that the President's Office expenses and the employee expenses audits are required to be performed each year pursuant to the 2003 Memorandum of Understanding between HDC and the City's Department of Investigation. Finally, we completed the 2021 Procurement Agile Audit, where we performed three tests. One was to verify that purchases were expensed to appropriate accounts. Two was to determine if receipts of materials and supplies were recorded accurately and timely. And three, to determine if purchase orders that were processed during the remote working environment were accurate, complete, done timely, and properly authorized in accordance with corporate policies and procedures. We noted no material misstatements or inaccuracies in the data reviewed. Purchase orders were completed and invoices were properly approved and accurately recorded to the appropriate expense accounts. And that concludes my report. Any questions?
Well, there being none, is there any other business? Okay. There being no other business, I would like to call for a motion to adjourn.
I'm so moved.
Okay, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The meeting is adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
In a minute.
Thank you.
Onto the board.